Brethren and Sisters of the California Conference, St. Helena, California, January 27, 1907. To my brethren and sisters of the California Conference, I am bidden to speak to the Seventh-day Adventist churches, saying that the Lord will do large things for His people when they seek Him with true earnestness. But so deep is the impression of self-exaltation in the human heart, so great the desire for human power, that with many, mind and heart and soul become absorbed with the idea of ruling and commanding. Nothing can destroy this ruinous influence upon the human mind but seeking the Lord for heavenly eyesight. Only the power of divine grace can make man understand his true position and accomplish for him the work essential to be wrought in the heart. Sin originated in heaven through the desire of Lucifer to become the ruling power. Satan is constantly seeking to have his evil action in seeking for the supremacy copied by the human family. And he succeeds when men in responsible positions act as if they thought their work was to dominate their fellow workers. Christ, the Prince of Heaven, laid aside his royal robe and kingly crown, and humbled himself to become the member of an earthly family of lowly circumstances, so that he might be a living example of meekness and humility, and thus open the way for the most lowly members of the human family to approach him as their friend. A position of influence in the church does not give to the man who holds it the power to rule his brethren, or justify him in acting as if his work were of the greatest importance, and his word must be obeyed. Man must not take the place of God in the church, and its members are not to be brought under servile control of human beings. Whenever ministers, teachers, physicians, or men in other responsible positions grasp so much authority in connection with their office that church members are required to consult them in all minor matters relating to their movements, it will be a sad day for the church. If the men in positions of responsibility in the different churches will reveal a devoted, earnest interest to watch for souls as they that must give an account, and to help one another by precept and example, the church members will be greatly helped. But it will certainly be a new experience in the history of our church if those who have any work to carry forward in behalf of the church feel no liberty to act unless the men in responsible positions pass upon and assent to all their plans. Such a course on the part of God's people would show a sure departing from the Lord to make man the counselor. The great tendency of the human heart is to depart from God and to make flesh its arm. Those who are daily seeking to perfect a Christian character will look to Christ for their example and their counsel. When, after His resurrection, Christ outlined to His disciples their work as His representatives, He said, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world." Matthew 28, verse 18-20. The church today may claim this promise. "I, your Savior, am with you, and all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Here is our promise of authority. Christ, our mediator, God and man, is the source of our wisdom. The human agent is not left to work in his own wisdom, but in Christ is linked with divine strength. Let our church members now begin the work of humbling their hearts before God. Let no one exhibit an un-Christ-like independence. Let no one feel that he can be mind and conscience and experience for his fellow man. All are amenable to God. He speaks to every individual, saying, "Ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19, 20. "I am with you always, to guide you, to comfort you, to strengthen you, to sustain you in your work, to make you successful in the presentation of the word. I will impress the mind, I will convince of sin. If you will give your hearts to me, I will let my light shine into the chambers of the mind, and my spirit shall abide in the soul temple." My brethren in the ministry, work to give the light to those who are not church members. Church members, Ask God to give you a burden to open the Scripture to others and to do missionary work for those who need help. Some will be reached in one way and some in another, but the work will always be done, not always as man may expect, but as the Lord shall lead. To every man, God has given his work. Not all have the same line of work to do. Some the Lord uses in one way, and some in another. But all are to be under the divine influence. Everything that has to do with the cause of God is to bear the stamp of strict justice, mercy, and the love of God.